This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
I texted Dion yesterday. This was literally about 30 minutes after this particular grand entrance. Deion Sanders yesterday announced as the head football coach of Jackson State in Jackson, Mississippi. It's Division I AA. Most notably, the greatest running, arguably one of the greatest football players in the history of the world, and Sir Walter Payton.
Yes, thank you for giving him the respect.
Well, you know, tough to say as a Packer fan.
It shouldn't be, though, you know?
I mean, nobody...
I'll give stupid-ass Brett Favre some props.
No.
Right. Well, I know who that is now.
Brett Favre?
Anna Hummel, on you're trying to get up to speed with the boys' book report. Who's Brett Favre?
He's a quarterback.
Was
a quarterback for the Jets, and we saw a picture of his mangled ween.
Wow.
That's just what you picked up. You just picked that up on the show.
He's most known for being a Jet.
Is there anything else to know?
He was the Packers.
He won a Super Bowl with the Packers.
Okay, well, now I know that too.
It's Bubba's hero.
And the Vikings.
Nice.
Anna.
Sorry. Yes.
Your antics yesterday will not get you fired. You calling Brett Favre a Jet will get you fired. I'm just telling you right now.
I thought he played for the Jets.
That's like calling Michael Jordan a wizard.
He was there.
That's like calling Michael Jordan a wizard.
Don't do it. Stop that.
Right. Don't call Brett Favre anything but a goddamn Packer.
What about a Viking? Did you call him a Viking?
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Anna?
Yeah?
If you ever call Brett Favre a Jet.
My bad.
I will. I'll beat you up.
That might be the best way to refer to him now, as a former Jet quarterback, Brett Favre. Yeah.
I will have Lovey put hands on you. I will dispatch my Frankenstein out to put hands on you. Listen, there's a lot of things you can do.
It's been a long time since I've been touched. I'm okay with it.
You don't call Brett Favre.
You're okay with it? You're okay being
touched?
I'm kidding.
It was a joke.
Of course you're not.
I mean, Seth, if I go, hey, you know Michael Jordan, the Washington Wizard?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
It makes you want to beat somebody up, doesn't it?
No, I deny it. Yeah, it didn't happen. But, you know, Brett Favre was a Jet. He was a Viking. He did bounce around at the end. You know,
Michael Jordan was a White Sox, and he was a Wizard. And he was, I think he might have been a Hornet, too.
You know, facts are facts, Bubba. At least she did bring a fact to the table about sports. Brett Favre, check. Quarterback, mangled wiener, check. Played for the Jets, check. I mean,
in trying to get Anna to maybe know a little bit about us, rather than to have all this, you know, all this big crap storm that we're involved in, why don't we give Anna, like, some book reports? like that she has to know about?
What, to watch football?
No, like
that sounds
like,
painful for
hey,
her.
Hey, Anna, I want you to tell me my radio career, where the stations I came from.
Oh.
That's a tough one because you can't find that. Like in a, I guess you can find that online.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
I got a Wikipedia. I'm big.
How many do I have to guess right?
All of them.
All of them.
I'm just going to tell you right now. You could Lummy over there. I don't want him to blurt it out because you'll have the answer. But Lummy could absolutely take you from Terre Haute to Tampa.
Do it.
Sure can.
No, I don't want.
I want him to do it.
But Blitz, that's what you could call it, from Terre Haute to Tampa.
What is it? Go do
Blitz,
it.
Blitz, you now listen. Nobody say it. Nobody say it. Because they'll get the answers. Let me ask Blitz. Who do you think in this building would be able to go to Terre Haute from Terre Haute to Tampa and not mess it up?
Nobody.
Blitz and maybe Lummy.
Oh no, I won't. I won't get it.
No,
you won't get
really?
It.
No,
you won't get Terre Haute to Tampa.
No.
You
could
not.
I could be pretty close.
I don't think Blitz cares enough to remember every single one of
Blitz,
your stops.
I can't believe you couldn't get Terre Haute to Tampa.
I couldn't.
I think I could be close.
I mean, like, I don't know if I do it in order. I mean, I think out of anyone here, probably Lummy.
And what about, can we find out? Because I don't even think, I think Lummy's going to spin himself out.
From Tampa on, I probably know more than anybody here, but.
Yeah, but I mean, from Terre Haute to Tampa, maybe Blitz, that should be one of my podcasts one day. I've not seen any. I thought I gave the email out like 100 times, and I thought for sure I'd have a ton of people email me, show@thebubarmy.com.
We have a few.
Various ideas of topics I could do a podcast on.
Can I say the second one, I think, if I'm right?
What?
The second
hold
one?
Hold on.
After Terre Haute.
Hold on.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Yes.
What was the station in Terre Haute?
103 PFR.
All right, hold on. Yeah, 103 PFR was my very first radio station.
He's on Wikipedia.
No, there's no Wikipedia.
Can we check?
Yeah.
Lummy.
There's no Wikipedia?
I don't want anybody having their wicks up. Nobody have their Dan, where are you going?
I don't have Wikipedia. You can see I got
Dan just throws his headphones down like he's Anna walking out of FMB.
Just inspecting Lummy's computer.
He's the enforcer. He's the muscle.
Yeah. All right, Lummy.
I'm not getting up and walking out, dude.
I don't know all the call letters on all of them.
No. Well, I guess that would be the most thorough. I guarantee
Grand Rapids? You were there for 90 days?
I bet you there are
Big Fly 180, 1,000 bits.
Some fans that could even give you call letters. So what? Okay.
GRD, I knew that one.
Oh, that's DRG? Okay,
no,
WGRD. Oh, WGRD, okay.
All right, so 103 PFR, Terre Haute, then Grand Rapids, WGRD. And as soon, listen, we'll keep this going until you miss,
okay.
And then as soon as they're a miss, we stop the game.
Okay.
When do we get to go over Lummy's radio career?
I've already looked it up, so I can't play.
KTFM? No,
Blitz, like Blitz, for real, you can't play then, okay?
No, yeah, I know. I'm being honest. I've just looked it up. So.
What's that, Lummy?
KTFM, San Antonio?
That is number three.
B96, Chicago?
Oh, that is number four.
Q102, Philly?
That's number five. You're reading it, by the way.
No, I'm not. I'm not reading that. There's no reading it.
After Philly.
That's when you came to Florida, Orlando. I don't know where, though.
You're reading this.
I'm not reading it.
Continue. Or being text.
But then you no, I'm not being text either.
All right, so from
it's in chat right now.
No, because they're behind.
From XL 106.7.
Then
they're behind by like 2 seconds.
Then Chicago.
Huh?
Chicago?
You know it, Lummy, because you're reading chat.
No, I'm not.
It's not on chat.
Yes, it is.
All
right.
Then well, no, they didn't. They even the person that just put it did have Chicago after
Orlando to
Chicago. Chicago to Milwaukee, and then Milwaukee to hey.
Yeah, something's going
no,
on.
No, there's not. Because Bubba said it back in the serious days, and I just remembered it. And then when I listened, then Milwaukee. Did he go back to Orlando and then Tampa? Oh, there we go. Then Tampa.
And you just messed up to mess up to try to throw us off. You think I'm dumb?
No, I know.
You're gonna mess up. You got it. You completed it all, and then of course you're gonna mess up on the last one, so it doesn't look like you got it when really you got it because you had it.
Well, you just acorned it. Oh, is it Orlando to Tampa?
Don't worry about it. We're done playing Tampa to Terre Haute.
You lost, Lummy.
We're done with that stupid idea.
Now let's do your game, Lummy.
Anyway, Deion Sanders.
How's that painting coming along?
Deion Sanders made his debut as the Jackson State head football coach yesterday. And Deion.
Come on, this wasn't a press conference. This was a damn parade.
I've never, and I love Deion to death. He's my friend. I have never in my 54 years of existence seen this type of pageantry for a head coach anything.
He announced he's going to a giant school like, what's the name of it?
Jackson
again?
State.
Yeah, Jackson State.
He's going to be fine. He's going to put in 3 years here. He's going to turn these guys around to about 8-2. And then
he'll be gone.
And then he's gone. And he'll be a, you know, $5 to $9 million head coach.
More. They get more than that, Bubba.
Yeah, like a $10 million head coach at Florida State.
He's going to get one of those.
Florida State told him, Deion, let me just tell you, go to some pissant little school, turn them around. And when your seniors are, when you've had 3 years of your recruiting and they've gone from 3-8 to 8-3, we'll come get you, Florida State University. But we just need one. We just need you to go in there just one. Right? They're like, just go in there and get a look. Go in there and turn some ass bucket around.
Would he ever screw them over, like if Florida or the Hurricanes reached out to him first and said,
it's all about business.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
I'm sure that that Jackson State knows.
They know. All the schools know.
But here's what they probably did. They're probably paying Deion $1 million a year, okay? Anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million a year. Yes.
Knowing that he will be able to help their program, knowing he'll be able to recruit.
It'd be interesting to see if they release the details, but here's my prediction. They're paying him between $500,000 and $1 million a year. They canceled one of the sticking points on the contract was that he is a contracted Under Armour guy. Deion has got a contract with Under Armour. And
is he bringing that to Jackson State?
Well, and Jackson State's a Nike school, and Jackson State had to cancel its Nike deal and sign up with Under Armour, which you know Deion's getting a cut of that.
Yep.
Right? So what Jackson State did is we got this ass bucket that we're paying $300,000 to $400,000 a year.
The last head coach was $270,000.
All right, so Deion's $1 million.
Yeah.
I promise you that. And Jackson State's like, we're going to have all this press – And our program's going to be, you know, and then what's going to happen is they're going to put a buyout clause in this contract. They're going to put a 4-year deal together, and they're going to have you're going to have a $3 million buyout. That means when one of these big universities, LSU, Auburn, Florida State, Florida, you know, that have a $15, $20, $30 million budget for their coaching staff, knowing that the cost of doing business in college football is sometimes buying guys out, that happens a lot. In fact, Willie Taggart, I don't know if people know, but Willie Taggart was, in order for the Oregon to have talked to him, they had to buy out USF, and then FSU had to buy out Oregon. So Willie Taggart still gets like money from everywhere.
He's getting, yeah, and that's the thing is that people like to make fun of those guys, but they're still drawing they're drawing like nine paychecks.
So, and this is something that Deion obviously knew was coming because it says that he signed his deal with Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And there's an out clause that if he gets a college coaching job, he can get out of his contract.
Oh, right. I think he did one episode. I think he did.
He's already out.
Yeah. Well, I think he knew. It was a good move to
probably
go.
Set it up.
It might have been a whole negotiation.
Hey, I need to call Deion. Say, Deion, I know they only had one episode with you, but they can have a whole bunch with me. So Jackson State probably didn't have an out with, you know, no big university is trying to hire the ass bucket they just fired, right? No, but I mean, right?
Right.
So Jackson State's never had a real sexy guy that got bought out of his contract because a lot of universities use this, they make money. They'll probably make $4 or $5 million for having Deion because they're going to have a buyout because some big university is going to come.
They're only playing six games this year.
And buy Deion out. And so of all the years I've seen head coaching announcements and players going from city to city, you know, when Willie Taggart left Oregon and came to Florida State, they didn't have this now, did they?
No.
They just, had a press conference with a backdrop. The AD came out and said, I just want to let you know, we've announced Willie Taggart's our new coach. Willie, come in. Willie, that's out in the, comes over from the side stage, sits down. Hey, I'm Willie Taggart. I'm your new coach. I'm trying to get these boys whipped into shape. Nope, not Deion. Deion has a full-blown parade. This is almost like when Frosty was parading through the store, the streets, and all the kids were following Frosty to the hill.
That's so
right?
Funny.
That's what this is. This is, ladies and gentlemen, now to announce our brand new football coach. Here we go.
This is beautiful.
Hold on. Like Joe Biden's coming to town. Listen. Oh, yeah, hold on. Oh, it gets better. It gets better. Hold on. Hey, Blitz, can you imagine this?
He's making cops cool again.
Outside of a presidential, a guy that's outside of the human being that's president.
Oh, Trump's taking notes on this.
I've never seen.
Got nothing else to do. Prime has to make a entrance.
I've never seen any entrance outside of a president. This is just to announce the head coach. And I think they're pulling inside the arena.
Yeah,
like they're
are.
Pulling in
That's
where they
ridiculous.
Play basketball.
Yeah.
Deion says, I don't even want to be in the sunshine. I want to go straight from the car to the podium. But Deion, that's going to require a strip. I don't care, man. You drive the limo right behind the podium. Open that big garage door and bring my limo right through there. I mean, I'll say we have a set of police motorcycles. Then we got an undercover Willie, like the mayor or somebody's in this car. This isn't even what Deion. Now we got an Escalade. Yes. The band's playing.
Wait, is this one of those bulletproof motorcade things that the president's driving?
Cadillac Jackson.
Some magnet sign on the back.
They got the sponsor on it!
And you know somebody went, hey man, somebody put together some signs real fast because Deion's gonna be in here. We got a chance to get, man, we got a chance to give some added value to Cadillac and Jackson.
They're paying his contract.
You know Deion's already got him an Escalade deal. You know Deion
does.
That's
probably his new car.
You know what? You're probably right.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something, man. I'll tell you what's going to make this deal final is when you guys get me a laid, man. I need to get me a – I am not driving around in anything other than a laid.
Yeah, you got to ride around Mississippian style.
Now, this is Deion's girl, Tracy Edmonds or whatever else. Deion. Deion's going to put
his – Is that security guy shooing back the photographer?
Yeah, he was.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Almost,
you think this is too much, Blitz?
Yeah, I think it's... Hold on.
That is awesome.
This is the best thing that's ever happened in this school.
I think that this is too much. But hold on. I think this is too much for the average guy. I don't think the average person can pull this off.
He can.
If there's one guy that can pull this off and it not look douchey, it's the guy that's doing it.
Prime time.
There's not a lot of guys that can do this. Deion's pulling
this
it
off. This could only be pulled off at Jackson State with Deion as the head coach.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let me tell you something, Jackson State. I don't want a standy wish-washing intro. I'll make it over the top. If I went to Florida State, they would introduce Prime one way. But if I'm going to Jackson State, we're going to do it the Prime way. We're going to make a statement.
Well, I mean, his name is Prime Time.
And if I'm a kid in Jackson and I was maybe thinking about going here or Georgia and Southern,
oh my God,
I'm going to Jackson State, aren't you?
Of course, yeah.
This is how I like it.
Look at Deion. There's Deion.
This is how I roll into surgery.
Sponge. This is a real conversation I had with Deion Sanders. You ready? Sponge, I'm so clean, I'm dirty.
Lummy the cameraman?
This is almost like a South Park episode. Hall of Famer comes into small town with hot, jacked up, you know, breasted girlfriend on a stage, full blown Escalade. So there you go.
Wow.
Impressive.
Deion Sanders is the new head coach of Jackson State
University. Makes an entrance.
How's that painting coming along?
How's what?
That painting?
You contracted for
it? Oh, yeah. I'm actually...
commissioned?
I actually started it.
Oh.
I actually started it.
Will it be Jackson State colors?
You know what? Dan, great point. I'm going to have to add that in now.
Maybe.
What are they, blue blazers? What are the Jackson?
Are
the
Jacks? Black and red?
I have no idea.
The Tigers, and they're blue and silver.
The Tigers aren't blue.
No, but that's what their school colors
These
are.
These Tigers are.
That's their mascot is the Tigers.
I've never known a blue Tiger in my entire life.
The Jackson State blue.
Oh.
Well, the Jackson Tigers. State Tigers, and then their school colors are blue, white, and gray.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't tell you what. I just can't get into it. No,
it's too easy.
I just can't.
It's too easy.
No, you're not on the same level as me.
I bet you he is.
I bet you're not. We can huddle on the back.
I bet you I am.
I know, Blitz, I know you are.
Yeah.
I know you are.
Yeah.
But you're probably, and maybe Cave.
Mine keeps evolving in my head. It keeps getting better.
Your blue isn't the same as me and Blitz's blue. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. We can go out and compare blues, but for in fear that now we probably shouldn't. Even spoken could get to potentially cause issues.
Yep.
Even uttering.
I'm looking for something Belgian.
It's not what I'm thinking about.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not round.
No, your blueness is not even close to me and Blitz's blueness. Blitz, I'm going to write down my blue.
Oh, I mean, I already know what it is.
No, but I'm going to write my blue down, and I want you to write your blue down.
I'll just text it to you.
Yeah. And hold on. Don't text it yet, because I don't want yours to go, you know, I wanted to do it simultaneously. Dan, I'm not putting you on the text because I don't want this word seen by anybody that I know that's on the same blue as I am.
Oh, come on. You can't text it to me? Come on, bro. You don't trust me. Now you don't trust me? Come on, bro.
I already sent it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays. And it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Anna, so you want to talk about yesterday a little bit?
Yes, please.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
So.
With the enthusiasm, at least.
Yes. Yesterday, you know, I guess we were kind of, you know, screwing. I mean, just, you know, really getting on your heart. The whole show was like, you know, you suck, but I could see where, you know, you could feel as if we kind of ganged up on you.
I feel like that was the conclusion.
But first of all, I'm not apologizing. Secondly,
and you never said she sucked. You just kind of said she was mailing it in.
Well, but here's the deal. Like, I don't want you to think that I am leading this charge of disrespection or anything like that. But the dynamic of the show, not just since you've been around, But since, you know, the
inception,
pretty much what we, you know, the one thing we do is just talk about what's happening in our life, sprinkled in with some interviews, mm-hmm. sprinkled in with some stuff that may be happening, sprinkled in with a little bit of sports. But a lot of what we talk about as a show, and it's is just what we got going on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it gets uncomfortable. Sometimes I've had meltdowns where I've walked out. And so I almost think that if you haven't had a meltdown and walked out, that you almost kind of haven't really been officially initiated. Like you're not
one of us.
It's
like
a
rite of passage.
It's like
that what you're
we kind of popped your, you know, your we took your meltdown virginity.
Well, in that case,
oh,
we're not clapping for this one.
He's so campy today.
It actually, yeah. It really did. He really, really slammed it into the computer.
Danny, you're so
break the monitor.
You're so campy today. You're so predictable. Danny, I predicted that you were going to take what I said one description step further than I wanted to. Sure enough, you did.
Bubba, you know what it is? He's drinking the Monster, but then we stopped at Starbucks, and then he got something with, like, extra caramel and really wanted them to load it on, so he's all sugared out this morning.
Caffeine,
like...
He walked in at 21 minutes before the top of the hour, shot out of a cannon.
Dude, he walked into my, you know, the carriage house this morning, shot out. Guy's ready to
Dan,
go.
Hot Rod Honda, $10 cash.
Dan, when we're talking about, you know, people having lost their meltdown cherry, so to speak, and then you do a fake meltdown cherry deal, looks dumb.
I'm sorry.
I feel a lot better.
Like, have enthusiasm,
you're
bro.
Bubba's going to work you out until you do it for real.
Buckle up.
What I'm saying, Danny, is like, you're supposed to be intellectually dancing with me with where I'm going here. I didn't want you to have a meltdown. Because, Dan, when you have your meltdown, I want it to be real. And that might be the mothership of all meltdowns when we finally get one for you, because you're really, really high strung. You're really, really smart. You're really, really rich. You're really, really volatile. You're really, really mouthy.
And you could do the best burnout when you're leaving
here.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's going to be a whole big... It's going to be much like the way Dion came to Jackson State when you leave.
My
I mean, there's going to be a parade. There's going to be, you know...
Yeah, Dan's going to pre-plan. He's going to have a band ready to go.
So don't do a fake one, Dan, because believe me, when you finally do walk out, it's going to be spectacular. So don't do some fake All one, right. some zoo hut... Tookie fake one.
But can I tell you one thing?
Lummy has had a meltdown.
I'll never walk out. I'm never going to just won't do that. I will never walk out.
I don't know, Dan.
I'm just not that kind of guy. I am not a abandoning type of person.
Ever.
Ever. I won't ever do it. I'll never walk out. I'll
that
sit here
sense.
And I'll fight back the whole time till it's 9 o'clock and then I'll walk out.
So, but you know, you don't think there's anything that we could ever get you going on where you'd want to do a meltdown walkout.
Nah, man, it's just
you're
not
too narcissistic. He wants to get as much mic time as he can.
Exactly.
But I mean, his line of work, like where he comes from, he can't just walk out. Like he can't just leave a patient or anything.
No.
So I feel like, and you know, with radio, you can walk out. You know, no one's gonna die.
Radio,
it's easier to walk out in radio.
Seth's official statement as he's walking out is, "It's radio. Nobody's gonna die.
Nobody's gonna die when you leave. It's fine." Dan walks out. Someone's dying, or their knockers are getting deflated.
Dan gets that out of his system every day. He leaves an hour early every time he's here.
Exactly.
Dan has a daily walkout. Now, Dan, have you ever been in, I think you've talked about it a few times, where you've been doing a procedure and a nurse or an anesthesiologist or whoever's under, you know, in the operating room with you pissed you off and you had to walk out and do a couple minute cool off period.
You had to reset.
I've had to.
That's not
my walkout's not really to reset. My walkout's to go complain to someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, get this asshole out of my, can I say that?
Yeah, well, we don't.
A-hole,
yeah.
Out of my room.
So, Dan, so you're going to say you bust through to, like, the GM of the place and go,
oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Dan, like, how does that go?
First of all, I start yelling before I even get out of the room, and I'm yelling as I'm walking down the hall, or running down the hall.
Oh, you're that guy?
Oh, yeah.
You're yelled down the hall guy?
Yeah. Oh, I'm screaming as soon as I
can't believe you would have that bitch as my scrub nurse!
Yeah.
Who in the hell put that bitch in there with me?
Now, who do you go see first?
I see the head of the building.
Okay.
Now, do you walk
the
in?
The person that runs the whole deal.
Do you walk in all gowned up, like literally with your, like you're going from?
I'm ripping stuff off as I'm walking to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's like
it's
a trail
real
of PPE.
Over the, it's real
How
over
many
the top.
Times a week does this happen?
This happens about once every 3 months.
Okay.
Oh, that often.
Wow.
Now, can you recite the most recent one?
Yeah.
What happened?
They kicked. Okay, so now with the corona, they're really weird about putting people to sleep. And so they're requiring everyone in the room or the anesthesiologists have like double masks on, like a KN95 with another mask on top. They kick everybody else out of the room as they're intubating. But I think that's foolish because the nurse that's the circulator could help if there's a crisis during mm-hmm. intubation. If not, they have to like, hey, there's a problem. Then everyone has to walk in. And it's going to take them 15 or 20 seconds to figure out what's going on and how to help. And I think that's dangerous. So about a month ago, this new anesthesia group was there, and they kicked everybody out. And I'm like, this is BS. And I walked down to the head. I said, listen,
they
get them
you out?
Back in the room. They know better than to kick me out. But they
hold
they
on, settle
out.
Down. You're getting a little bit.
So, here we go.
Does the anesthesiologist go? Okay, I'm going to take him to the next level. Our patient to the next level. I need everybody to leave the room.
Yeah,
is that how it goes?
Yeah, and so I walk in the hallway.
How does
and
the
my
anesthesiologist
team,
say it? Tell me how he says.
We're intubating now. Could you all please leave? And so I'm walking down the hallway, and my whole team's standing outside the room, you know, tapping their fingers, waiting to go in. I'm like, what's going on? They're intubating. We can't go in. I'm like, this.
Oh,
what,
so you're what? Not, hold on, you're not in the room, you're walking to the room like the rock star that you are.
Right, yeah, I don't hang out there the whole time while they're putting them to sleep.
So they're putting them to sleep, so now you're making your way down to the operating room, and you see your nurses and your crew outside the door, and you go, so why aren't you guys inside the in the room?
And they said, yeah, we got kicked out. I'm like, kicked out? You're getting kicked
now,
in.
Do you kick the door in with your finger?
Yeah.
Do you kick the door in with your shoe?
Yep.
And then what do you say?
What is going on? Why is the nurse not in this room? What are you going to do when there's a problem? Just start screaming out the door and say there's a problem? Then they have to come in and like figure it out? This is freaking asinine. Whose rule is this? This is our new rule. This is a bull-ass rule.
Now,
I start running down the hall.
Do you think there's as many anesthesiologists that are telling the boss, man, we don't want to work with Dr. Dan?
Let him. Please, don't. If you don't want to be in my room, here's the door. So here's my foot in your butt just to kick you out.
Now, the anesthesiologist. So then now
anesthesiologists make good money too. Like that's expensive.
Yeah, they do make good money. And if they don't want to work with me, get me another one.
I mean, are these really their rules or?
It was a new policy that they just created. I thought it was crap.
Like maybe
what's the chain of command?
Nope.
In a operating room, like in a plastic surge in your operating room, meaning you know it's your procedure. This is your patient. You know, this is your deal. You're the one you're the client. You've rented this room. What's the pecking order of command?
I'm responsible for everybody, but the anesthesiologist or anesthetist has a duty to override me if there's a medical emergency.
For real?
Only in that case, yes.
So the anesthesiologist
and listen, yeah, the chat.
Can over-
yeah, these guys in the chat. Go F yourself, okay? Just want to get that off my chest real fast.
I think that's he's referring to the Diacos or snobs saying they don't want to work with you because you're impossible to deal with.
I'm the best guy to deal with. They beg to work with me. They beg to work with me.
Dan's meltdown's coming. We knew we'd flank him with some chat.
Yeah, keep it up, chat.
So, Dan, so at this point,
that burnout.
The anesthesiologist actually is your boss?
No, it's not my boss, but when there's a crisis, they rise to the occasion.
But so, they're not doctors.
The anesthesiologist is a doctor. Yeah. No, the anesthesiologist is a doctor, and they are the one that's directly responsible
for that
for
human
the safety
life.
Of that patient. But, you know, there's when it comes to, like, if there's a crisis, when the patient's, like, doing a spiral and it's crashing, the anesthesiologist and the surgeon both have a shared responsibility.
Now do you start talking back and forth? Be like, okay, Jim, I'd do this. I'd do a Ringer's lactate with a D5W. What would you do?
Oh, yeah, there's complete communication. And you know, I'm embellishing a little bit. I get along great with the anesthesiologist. It's just this policy I didn't like. And if there's an anesthesiologist that wants to bicker with me, they're never in my room again. Either agree or get out.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Who's this? You're on the air.
Sport of Stanley. I got a medical mal question for Stan.
Sure. Right. Go ahead.
So 3 weeks ago, my friend was in a really bad accident on a job site. They had to life flight him. He was working in Immokalee. They had to life flight him to a hospital here in Fort Myers. And he's been in a medically induced coma ever since.
I'm sorry.
He has four major wounds that happened while he was for the accident. Well, I just found out that 4 days ago they flew him to a hospital in Atlanta. I don't know why they transferred him, but they flew him to a hospital in Atlanta. And when he got to Atlanta, they found that there were six different infections in his body, and all four wounds were infected because of the hospital down here. Do infections just happen? Is that something that just happens, or is there a medical malfunction?
It could be either way. And usually if someone gets more infections or more pressure ulcers or more sores or wounds, there's some negligence within the hospital. It's very difficult to get a pressure ulcer without negligence.
Okay.
So, yes, there could definitely be a case there. Please call my office, 888-SOS-FIRM, or maybe Colton, you can get his name and number, and I can call you later. Sounds definitely very fishy. It sounds like there could be negligence. I'm very sorry about what happened, and he may need help with his representation from his work injury. So, yes, we can help you.
All right.
I have your number. I'll pass it along to his wife because she's the one taking care of it all. But I was just figuring I'd call and ask.
All right, buddy.
Yes, definitely something there, and we can help. And also, I can help as a medical advocate. Here's where it's different than some other attorneys that helps here. It's because I have some specific medical knowledge and the ability to talk to the other doctors on a different level than a lawyer would be able to. I can act as a medical advocate.
This has turned into a little bit of an endorsement.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, I can be a medical advocate for your friend or the injured person.
I mean, that's obviously what the rooster sound effect means.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys had a thing. I was just making it up as he goes along.
I completely am. I'm 100% making stuff up. I'm like, what kind of sound effect can I put in here to break this up a little bit?
You didn't know that's the radio standard whenever you hear the rooster?
I didn't know between the who's got more blues and then the radio standard of self-promotion versus the rooster. Great. It's just I'm lost. How high am I?
Me too. Hey, thanks, buddy. Let me put you on hold. Listen, guy, I got to keep stuff moving along.
Yeah, leave us alone. We're busy.
I'm sorry.
And by the way, guys, that's the new thing. Like, if whomever's kind of droning on and we're like, I'm like.
I thought you'd give them that walk-off music like at the Oscars, when their speech is too long.
This is our walk-off music.
Start playing the music.
Wouldn't it be so much better if you got, like, Cher or something from the Grammys and she's like, I want to thank Cher. And all of a sudden, okay, and Sonny, I'm sorry you died.
Oh.
Sorry, Dad.
I don't know. If she's talking like that, I want to hear it.
Anyway, Anna,
yeah.
Back to my original 13th fragment,
yeah.
And that is, this show's all about our lives. Like, look, we just went into a 14-minute Dan is the man high spot.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's about our lives from all aspects, and I don't know that you've been, you know, on a show necessarily that's like that. I think the shows that you've been on have been more like topic-based.
Yeah, and, for sure.
And I don't know that you are as familiar with a lifestyle-based show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just going to be a growing process, I think.
I think so, too.
And yesterday was yet I would say, somewhat of a glorious day because we did, you know, take your meltdown virginity. You had a meltdown.
It still counts even if it's not on the main show?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's what I was wondering.
Great. Okay, then well, yeah, it still
no,
counts.
Well, I guess not. I think that's
no,
a great
no,
point.
No, please don't.
I think that's a great point.
We need to work her up into right. a meltdown on this show?
Please, no, I'm good.
Seth, you know, Seth has done both. He's walked off the ancillary show and the big show. Like he's like a walk-off Homer King.
Seth was so mad yesterday that Anna walked off a show. He walked off his show.
So I'm getting texts back, and Lummy's like, I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know.
The guy that put his 2 weeks notice in had to go in and fill it.
Yeah,
it's his time to shine. It was all premeditated to give Colton a shot.
I'm headed to Ocala and I'm getting Lummy text saying, Anna walked off, and then Seth got mad. She walked off, and he walked off, and Colton and I are on the air. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I heard you called in.
Where's Anna? I don't know. She walked off. Okay, all right.
Have you had any conversations with Bubba?
Now, Anna, is this going to flip you out that we talk about you flipping out?
Maybe I'll walk off on this show today.
In the last, like, week?
No, don't just, like,
I'm kidding. I'm good.
I will call somebody that walks off for effect. Like, if you walk off.
No.
It's a fake walk off.
No. I don't.
Dan could all of a sudden do a walk off. I'd be like, Dan, that's a fake walk off.
If I'm walking off, it's the real deal.
Yeah, like, don't try to fake walk off. Because I'll sniff you out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he'll call you on your bluff.
In fact, you know what? You're fired if you fake walk. If you walk off and it's for real, you're not fired. But if you fake walk off, that's instantaneously firing. If you fake walk off. Now, if you legitimately walk off.
Welcome to the BRN.
take a day off and blow off some steam, cuzzo.
Yeah.
But if you fake walk off, you're fired.
Got it.
Oh, or anything off the air, any exchanges after? You know, we've had a couple of shows like this. Have you talked to him?
No.
Okay. I think that could help. I just, you know.
Yeah, Seth is asking, do you have zero correspondence with me? And, you know, like, I hope you don't think that, like, if you were to correspond with me, I would be like, yeah, thank you for that idea. Now send me some beaver shots. Like, I mean, I hope you don't think that's the way.
No, that's not what I think.
Okay. I think a lot of us don't interact with you out of respect. Like, we know that you're
busy.
We don't
want to bother you. And yeah. I never know when there's a Lightning game on, and sometimes I text Seth, and then I see it's a Lightning game on, and I say, oh, sorry, I'm leaving now, you know, so I don't want to bother you. You know, you got a lot going on. You got a weird schedule,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but if you got, I want you to tell you, like, Seth doesn't bug me a lot, but when he does, it's usually something that we're setting up content-wise. So, you know, please, as needed. And Seth, I don't think I've ever said Seth.
Seth a lot, you know.
I don't think
you feel that way about me, so I keep that in mind as well.
I do like Seth a lot,
right?
And so maybe three texts from Seth wouldn't be irritating, but three from you might piss
exactly.
me off.
Exactly.
You have a good point.
Yeah, I know.
No, for whatever it's worth, I think when you take away the radio aspect of it, and if you just go, hey, what's happening right now, you think is exactly real, and that's.
And by the way, I just want everybody to know. Like, today's show's got a different vibe about it. Everybody seems like we're all in a good mood. But mm-hmm. just arguably, I will tell you right now, I was in a horrible mood yesterday based on a couple of things that had happened.
Yeah.
One was the Hogan C&D. I think Seth was in kind of just an indifferent mood yesterday. And I think Anna obviously was in not a very good mood.
I started off great. I felt really good in the beginning of the show, and then obviously that changed significantly.
But I may have been a little bit more negative to you than I should have been yesterday because I was just having a bad day, and I might have taken my bad day out on everybody now that I think about it.
One thing that's kind of different here is a lot of us...
Was I a dick yesterday?
No, not at all.
A little. I could tell you're irritated.
Not to me.
But... One thing different, like, a lot of us don't really talk off the air. Like, we don't have off the air time.
And you know what? If there's a issue or tension, there should be more off the air time. Well, like you should make those phone calls.
Oh,
you
no,
know,
we I need think, to say that for on air.
No, seriously, Bubba. Like again, like when
Seth
first started,
programming ideas should be talked about.
Yeah, but like when Seth was going through a little bit of a hard time in like February, March, you had a lot of conversations with him in the afternoon.
Yeah, but he's on cruise control now. He's straight dialed in.
And there was a time when you and I had, a lot of conversations in the afternoon during a moment. You know, this is maybe the time that you and Anna should have a few afternoon conversations to kind of debrief and brainstorm for future content and future interaction.
Unlike most shows, we don't have a commercial break. Like, we're live, like, pretty much from the time we get here until the show's over.
Yeah,
it's hard to reset.
People leave. So,
and it's always kind of a show.
And
you know,
for the most part, everything we do on the air is real. Like, we don't set up a lot of fake stuff. But it's also exaggerated a little bit. So it's hard to tell, like...
Yeah, Anna, so I don't know that you can quite... No, not saying that you can't.
I think most
But this imaginary pro wrestling, always on, we're always working. I don't know that you are familiar with.
It's hard for me to... Because yesterday I was fine until all of a sudden I wasn't. Because I thought everything was a rib that we were doing, and then all of a sudden it felt like
Turned
it was
a
shoe.
Oh, Seth Kushner, she spewed in some Bubba lingo.
I know, I'm still not even up on it.
She's a quick learner.
I've been here for 3 months. I can learn a word.
Rib and shoot still confuse me.
But here's the deal: is the fact that
when you did the
radio that you came from, and unlike there's not a lot of similar models of what we do.
There's very few.
In fact, you know, most radio shows do their little show in between having to play a little bit of music and lifestyle stuff and corporate stuff, and it's just a corporate type world. This is like a fraternity house, and the cameras are always on. So when we're on the air from 6 until 10, we're always working. Even if we're not being heard terrestrially,
right,
we know we're being seen
very
on Twitch.
Big brother.
Which is Twitch arguably is our sensei. Mm-hmm. We're Twitch's bitch. And we have to, you know, program to Twitch. So we go over the top on various, you know, high spots and shenanigans on that.
Yeah,
deal.
I get that.
No, I don't. You don't get it.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to get it.
It just upset me. I mean, I understand that.
It's something that you're not used to. Now factor in chat. Now factor in the fact that we're working and we got all these reverse end arounds. It's a high spot. Sometimes it's a shoot. Sometimes a work will turn into a shoot. Sometimes a shoot will turn into a work. Let's set you up with a reverse end around. Well, let's Shakespeare off, then heel in.
It's bad when, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. It's getting ribbed the whole time. And then the show's over and everyone's gone. Like, there's no talking about, like, okay, we can have a conversation and I can see, like, hey, there's no problem.
So Anna, then chat throws, and then chat starts screwing with your head, and then you get chat cancer, and chat cancer is either, you know, it can be terminal.
Yeah, I locked up.
Seth's even I've melted down from chat.
Oh yeah.
Seth melts down from chat. Lummy, you've melted down from chat. Blitz, bitch, you'll say you have it, but chat's pissed you off before too.
Oh sure.
And I've got a list.
And you got a flip.
But like, you know, it's important to get. Like,
See, Dan, that was a good zing zing. You're learning, kid.
But it's important to get that after show or whatever, like calm down time. Like a few weeks ago, me and Seth kind of went after it on the air, but as soon as that was over with, we talked about it off the air, and it was like, hey, no big deal. Like, we don't have to agree on everything, but like, we're still cool. Like. That's okay.
So, Anna, mm-hmm. I think that I'm going to go through this, you know, why you melted down and when you walked off and then Seth walks off. Everybody's doing walk-off homers yesterday. Walk-offs are usually good except in radio. We had two walk-offs. That might have been the most walk-offs we've had in a day.
And a quitting.
A two-week
notice. Yeah, really, three walk-off, a triple.
I had a resignation with two walk-offs.
It's a hat trick.
And so yesterday was just a real different day. And Anna lost her crap and walked off. Seth got mad and walked off because she walked off.
Anonymous donated $10 cash.
And earlier in that day, Colton quit. So it was, you know... It's just it's a real overwhelming.
You're getting updates on your tractor in Ocala.
Yeah, and it's a and then I get a text from Anna, and so you know, but Anna, you and I probably need to talk like that. It was a very serious tone yesterday, but I got to think that you and I, Seth's right. You and I have to communicate a little bit more. Well, you know, I have to maybe work some programs with you, and you gotta kind of give me some. Some type of insight as to how I can set you up with what may be happening in your life on stuff that you may want to talk about.
Here's what we need to do. Like, and I've said this for a while as, you know, somewhat as a joke, but like, we need to hang out as a group at like Clem's Clubhouse or go somewhere. Even like we talked about going to Dan's house for a pool party or something. Like, for real, do that and not record it, or at least not record all of it, because we need to hang out and not be on.
Yeah, but we're always on.
I know. And it's like, if we're going to do that, might as well
tape it for
content.
Here's the deal, we're always on. We just can't sit there and be like, hey, Seth, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
No, good. I know. But if it's not being recorded, we can at least have like a real conversation.
I guess.
And do drugs.
But like this, but I also get it. That if we're going to do that, might as well tape it. I know, but it's weird.
And I don't know how good all of our, I mean, I'm not having a pool party because the only people going to be able to take off their shirts would be Dan and Jay.
I'm taking off my shirt.
I take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm fat.
I don't care. I'm public pool guy now.
Bubba, bitch tea.
Whatever. You
know, bitch tea pool party. I mean, we have bigger boobs. It's the only place where the guys have bigger boobs than the girls.
Dr. Dan carved me up some pecs last night when I got back to the carriage house, so I'm all good to go.
You got a Viking win with a lipo on the front?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lipo in the front, pec implant. We did a little enlargement.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Here we go. Hold on. From yesterday's honest walk-off homer.
Exactly the way everybody feels when we're potentially just, you know, putting on a radio show. I just think you should clear that up with Bubba, and then maybe you could get on the same page with him, because I don't know for sure exactly what he wants out of you, but I just know that, you know, he wants everybody to maximize their potential, so
okay,
that's really it.
I'm locking up for a lot right there.
Positive people out there, you got to look at the 90% of the Bubba Army, and the 10% you just got to, like, ignore and make it a joke.
Lummy, you're almost like Seth's cleanup man, where you got to come in and, yeah, and try
he
to...
He really did, though, and he was really doing a good job of it,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, he was Seth's cleanup man. Seth came in as the heel, and Lummy had to come in as the babyface valet. Well,
so even after this, I don't know if it's in this part of this recording or not, but, like, you know, Seth was like, all right, I'm not feeling it, I got to go, and Lummy's like, you know, how about we stay? We've got a half hour, come on. Like,
I can't wait.
I mean, it is what it is. They'll come around.
No, I think you're missing the point. I don't care about chat. It's when chat...
No, you have to care about chat.
Okay, well,
And Lummy is kind of right.
Right, but she explained it wrong.
It is.
What I mean is, you got to care about chat. You got to, like, see it and just embrace it. Not ignore it.
I'm not ignoring it. But again, when it starts to bleed into the ethos of
Seth, are you okay? You're not on a red card or nothing right now.
No, I'm good.
The
no.
show. That's when it becomes a little problematic. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I know today's been tough, but I think you're...
All right, so here, if anybody knows Seth Kushner talk, here comes a nuclear missile in 3, 2, 1, because he always sets it up with, I know today's been not going so good, and then he gives you the double whammy. Listen.
I think for whatever it's worth, you're going to be...
This is how Seth sets up a big nuclear deal right here.
I know today's been tough, but...
here it comes.
I think for whatever it's worth, you're going to be okay. So it's just tough. I feel like you're not saying how you truly feel. I mean, I don't know how to. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like you're upset with me for some reason. Well, I mean, Anna, what's going on? Like, I'm not trying to, like, jam you up, but I mean, what are we doing here?
No, Anna, you're good.
No,
I'm not.
Lummy, you speak like a caveman.
He is.
Oh, boy.
All right. So Seth gives her the big, you know, the big setup, and here's what Lummy comes in with.
No, Anna, you're good.
You're good, though.
Oh, boy. All right, so.
Lummy, did you just say, oh, boy?
Because yeah. he sees I'm about to cry.
Yeah. He's sad? Seth?
I should go.
No. You actually said I should go?
And Anna and Lummy goes, yeah. No. Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Well, because it was actually somebody boosted the audio. It was real low.
Yeah. I'm not trying to create like a controversial vibe on the show. I'm trying to include everybody. I know when we're getting the calls, it's, you know, lends itself to being a sports show. So.
And you can tell Seth's just real bummed right now.
Oh, that was kind of the direction we were going in. I could tell that she had absolutely no interest. She looked in pain. And that's why, hey, what am I going to talk about with Anna? Let's talk about her. And apparently that was off the table today, too. So I don't know. I don't know what
her free table.
do. If we're, I guess if we're not yucking it up like they did on the Johnny B show, then
I got it. I need this for a drop immediately.
And it's uncomfortable for her. So they did on the Johnny B
Here's my new favorite drop. Please don't get mad.
I guess if we're not yucking it up like they did on the Johnny B show, then it's uncomfortable for her. So,
Anna, is this funny or is this uncomfortable for the second, yet maybe third time?
It's funny, but it's a little uncomfortable.
But it's the truth.
Did you rewatch it last night?
But hold on. I want you to understand, like, I know it's uncomfortable, but you have to understand it is the truth. Like, that's the problem. We're not the Johnny B show.
And I understand
you,
that.
And you, that's all you know.
Correct.
And, like, I don't even know if that's radio or not. That's just stand-up comedians that got some airtime. Like, that's not radio. Like, that's not, you know, big-time radio. Johnny B's not going to be the morning guy in Chicago.
Actually, we have an announcement to make.
What? Johnny B announced the morning's loop, Chicago. Yeah. Him and Mancow.
Stuff on Twitter and Instagram. People telling you that you suck, you're fat, or your family should be taken away from you because you're such a scumbag. I mean, those are all things that I've had.
Seth's got it all categorized. It does. He's got it all right up there, buddy.
They are brutal to Seth. Seth takes the hit as well as anyone I've ever seen.
I know. I actually saw a couple yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? That kind of pissing me off that you guys can think that you could talk to Seth that way. Maybe you don't like Seth. But that's in itself exactly why Seth's the greatest there is, because if you don't like him, that means I've established a character and he can truly be free, and like I don't give a F.
It's fine, because you know what? I don't like some of those people, so I'm all good with it.
You're endearing, though, like I told you last night, Seth.
Like, I get bummed out when you guys say, because Seth is my guy.
Dude, I'm cool.
He takes the heat. He plays the best baby heel ever. You don't even understand a gimmick on the Seth deal.
I don't even understand it either.
You still got to come in here and do your job. I have to support those people. So I don't know. I mean, the talking shit and all that stuff, like that just happens to everybody. That's part of it. So I don't know what to tell you guys. That's part of the game. And I'm not feeling this right now.
I'm not feeling this right now, so you know.
I mean, a lot of the chat
like a rock
sounds mean-spirited, but a lot of it, they think they're ribbing. So it sounds bad.
Yeah, well, they can blow me.
And half of them are just mean.
I can't force it. No, I'm way too pissed off about what's going on. So
I'll keep my
There's tons of Seth drops in
headphones
here.
On, and if I hear you hit the closing music, I'll run in.
Okay, we're gonna figure it out real quick. Okay,
McCaffrey's out for
Would you say love me like a dumbass?
Oh, I was saying Christian McCaffrey. I was trying to make it a sports show. I said Christian McCaffrey was out next week, and he hit the music
okay,
on
I'll
me.
I'll run in.
Okay, we're gonna figure it out real quick. Okay,
McCaffrey's out for
Lumby just throws in random stuff.
Yeah.
Lumby was seriously trying yesterday, and yesterday bothered me, and Lumby did what a professional would do and, like, tried to get me back on track, but
That's
I was...
over, man.
Yeah, no, but I couldn't get there, so I get what Lumby was doing.
Lumby's far more of a radio professional than people think. People think that he's just a big, stupid Frankenstein over there dispatched out, but no, he's... There's actually... You have some radio itness.
He did a good job reading your Wikipedia earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, Lumby, you're like a little mini producer. Will you shoot me stories and you can put together segments? And I mean, Lumby, you're becoming just a goddamn utility man,
video
my friend.
Editor.
Yeah. Thank you to you, sir.
And you did handle that like a veteran, Lumby. You really did.
That's right. He said
with poise and direction, and you really tried to shift gears. And Seth had nothing to do with it.
Lumby, good.
So I swear, Seth, 1,000 bits.
These next 2 weeks, Lumby gets to learn how to program BAR for his new job.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.